Eurozone finance ministers, as you've been hearing, are meeting today to begin the process of electing a new president for the Eurogroup when Pascal Donohue's current term concludes in December. The government is nominating Mr. Donohue for a second term, despite the fact that Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath is due to take over the finance portfolio before the year's end. The only people interested in his attempt to retain the post are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, according to Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty. Labour's Jed Nash said Minister Donohue's bid to be re-elected as Eurogroup president had, quote, taken up far too much time and political energy. Well, let's get the latest on all of this now from our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who joins us. Tony, first of all, any signs of how this government's suggestion that Pascal Donohue, although not finance minister, would stay on as chair of the Eurogroup, how it's going down there?
Well, first of all, Brian, I think, you know, anybody I've spoken to privately here in Brussels in terms of officials have said that Pascal Donohue has done a very good job as president of the Eurogroup. And they think that in terms of the crisis and crises that are confronting the European economy at the moment, continuity has a lot to be said for it. But they are somewhat concerned is probably too strong a word, but they want to look in detail at what this arrangement will mean, whereby we have a new finance minister in Dublin, Michael McGrath, and Pascal Donohue goes to employment and public reform, or expenditure and public reform. But the point is that it's a precedent for something like this going back to the early days of the Eurozone. So that's probably what people are going to be looking at. But as finance ministers have been arriving at lunchtime today in Brussels for the Eurogroup meeting, some of them have actually expressed support for Pascal Donohue. We can hear now from Sigrid Kaag, who is the Dutch finance minister, and she made these comments a short time ago.
We appreciate the role that Pascal Donohue has performed so far immensely, and I think it's also important we consider the value of continuity in times of great economic uncertainty and potential crisis. Hence his experience, the way he delivers on his role, we value immensely, but I'm not going to fast forward on possible other discussions.
And just briefly, Tony, when might we have a decision?
Well, the final date for this to be wrapped up is the 5th of December, which is going to be the next Eurogroup meeting. So if anybody else is going to challenge Pascal Donohue for the position as president, and that's still a possibility, some speculation about the Spanish finance minister may again be interested in the job, then that would have to be made apparent between now and the 5th of December. But that's really the date when this will have to be resolved.
Very good. Tony Connolly, Europe editor, thanks for that.